Harper Design and Harper Audio present Pants Drunk, Kalsari Kenni. The Finnish Path to Relaxation, Drinking at Home, Alone, in Your Underwear, by Miska Rantanen, read by Anne Richardson. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains some nifty lists, ideas, recipes, and more, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. Prologue. Sound familiar? It's been a long day, one meeting after another. Despite the idiocy of most of your clients, you've maintained a poker face worthy of an Oscar. There's no end to the surprising situations and quick-fire decisions, and your brain is in overdrive. You walk in the door and realize to your relief that you've done all you can for now. You've earned the right to be pleased with yourself. Now, you could head out to the bars with your contacts, maybe network until the wee hours. A couple of drinks would definitely hit the spot. But you decide to call it a night and stay in. The reason? You've had the foresight to prepare. That morning, you packed the fridge full of budget brand artisanal beer from the corner store, a mini bottle of champagne, another of hard liquor, and some sweet and salty snacks also made their way into your shopping basket. During the day, tempers ran hot, but now the beer's cold. You strip off your outer layers of clothing. The basic rule, any article that's appropriate and attractive is also constricting and uncomfortable. In the end, you reach the most pleasurable moment of your striptease, the slow peeling of sweaty socks from your feet, a sensation deserving of its own expression. You fling them victoriously across the room, and you're free from the shackles of civilization. You plop down on the couch in your underwear and let out a deep sigh of relief. But the best is yet to come. You mosey to the fridge and whip out a cold one. The bottle starts to sweat the instant it hits room temperature. As always, bottle opener, bottle cap, and muscle power work in seamless synergy. You grab the remote. Gallop through the respectable channels. Now is not the time for news about market fluctuations in the price of gold. When you start hitting the reality shows, or what can conceivably be interpreted as such, you pump the brakes and take your first swig of beer. Then another. You grab a second cold one to replace the one you just downed and pour yourself a finger and a half of whiskey while you're at it. You crack a bag of chips as tenderly as an ancient treasure chest. Gradually, the tension melts from your shoulders and the warmth slides down to your fingertips. You curl up into a more comfortable position on the couch. On television, a lifestyle guru proclaims that the color for this fall is burnt orange. Click. On the next channel, young adults who have lost every last shred of personal dignity mate for money on a tropical island. Click. The unsteady camera on the third channel proves it's possible to tune your vehicle for DIY prices. You can find great deals on new suspensions online. The ride pimper on TV is working against deadline, but you're not in a hurry to get anywhere. Not anymore. It's time to get pants drunk. 1. Zen the Finnish Way. What is pants drunk? What's the underlying philosophy? How does it differ from lagom and hygge? Pants drunk is R&R for a restless world. If we believe the husky-sized headlines barking at us every which way we turn, the end is nigh. It's almost impossible to tell what's real news, fake news, or both. Climate change, international terrorism.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?